Parshah said, good morning. Let's continue. We left off yesterday in the red edition on page Resh Chaf Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph. So the Ramcha writes, Kuvar haya adam yachol lihios yoshev ubatel v'agzera haysa miskayames. Supposed to remember again, so understand that we spoke about yesterday, we're talking in this chapter about how to acquire the Midah of Zrizos, not Zrizos, excuse me, Chasidos. And the Ramchal pointed out that the way to do that, number one, is to ensure that one does not get distracted over the course of the journey of life with things that ultimately divert one's attention from discovering the true Ratzon HaBore. So we discussed yesterday the idea, of, at the end of the shir, that a person has to work on their bitachon. Bitachon ultimately means, he specifically talking about bitachon ram of parnosa, that a person should realize, as much as I have to put in my ishtadlus, of course I have to put in my effort, but it can't be that the pursuit of my parnosa ultimately eclipses everything else, because the moment that occurs, the Ramchal posits that is a lack of bitachon. He says, "Ukvar haya adam yocholios yoshev ubatel v'agzer haisam miskayemes." Now the truth is, it could have been, in the original formulation of things, a person would not really have to put in that much effort, and the gzera, meaning whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu had determined that a person would have from the beginning of the year, would be miskayem, would ultimately occur. Imlo shekadam haknas lechol bnei adam bezea sapecha tochal lechem. So again, this is interesting, this week's parasha. So Ramchal posits that the curse, you know, it's interesting that whether it's a curse or not, of course, is subject to some dispute among the Mefarshim, but the Ramchal means that lemaisa, again, the Bolan Shalom said to Adam, you're going to have to work for it. Originally, I would have given you parnasa. I would have taken care of all of your needs without any effort. You could have devoted yourself to matters of spirituality. That's why, you know, the Ramban brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam in Gan Eden, la'avda ulishamra. So it's interesting. What does it mean? He put him in the Gan, he put him in the Garden of Eden, la'avda to work it, and lishamra to guard it. So some of the Mefarshim understand that literally, that Adam HaRishon always had a job. Others understand that la'avda ulishamra is spiritual matters. Adam HaRishon had a job, a very important job. His job was to be involved in Ruchnius. That was to be his entire job. The fallout of the first sin is that now he must involve himself in physical, mundane matters. If you want to eat, you're going to have to shvitz. Alkein, asher alkein, chayiv adam lishtadl, eze ishtadl, sitzar parnasaso. We'll say the result of the sin of Adam is that we have to put in effort in order to be able to actualize or to acquire our parnaso. Shikin gazer hamelech ha'alyon, because this was the decree of the celestial king. Vare ze kimas sheporea kol hamin ha'enoshi. And this is like a tax that mankind must pay. Asher ein lihimalet mimenu. That no one can escape from. So say, see what Ramchal is saying. This is actually, and I just want to point out, what Ramchal is saying over here, not everyone agrees to, meaning he has a particular version of events in terms of how creation began and how ultimately things unfolded. So in the Ramchal's model, man, in the original form of creation, did not have to work. I mean, man had to work, but his work was in the spiritual realm, that the job of man in this world was to go ahead and to be a ruchni, to be a spiritual being, and his entire essence was to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The result of the sin of Adam HaRishon is man still has to toil, but olam haruchni, in the spiritual realm, but in addition to that, he also has to what? He also has to struggle for his parnasa. He also has to go ahead and put in, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just going to give him parnasa, he has to actively work for it. He says, Al Kain Amru, therefore he quotes the Medrash that says, Yachal afilu yoshev ubatel. I am at a thought that a person would be entitled to their parnasa, even if they sit and do nothing. Talmud lomar bechol maaseyadcha asher taaseh. Therefore, the pasuk says that you will go ahead and you will realize your profits, you'll realize your gains through all the effort that you are willing to put in. So, all the Ramchal is pointing out over here is just understand that the nature of toiling for parnasa is in and of itself a result of the chait of Adam HaRishon. In the original formulation of things, man was to toil in the realm of spirituality, but not to toil in the realm of materialism. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us, but now that we sinned, ultimately we have to toil in both worlds. Achlo sheshtadlus ha'amoyo. Let's listen to this. Ella sheshtadlus muchrach. I'll say this is actually a fascinating point. He says, but don't think that it is the hishtadlus that really creates your parnasa. In footnote 41, he writes over here, hu hamoyel hasiba hagoremes letotzos. Do not think that it is your hishtadlus that creates the results of your parnasa. Ela shahishtadlus muchrach. But rather, what you have to understand is that hishtadlus is an indispensable part of this process. We must put in hishtadlus. V'chevan shehishtadel hare yatzei yedei chavaso. Once you put in your hishtadlus, you have fulfilled your obligation. Ukvar yesh makom lebirchas shamayim shetishra alav. And now that you've put in your hishtadlus, you have created the opening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and shower his bracha. And a person no longer has to use all of his days with putting in effort and putting in hishtadlus. So Moshe, now what does this mean? Take a look at footnote 42. So look what he writes over here. Ela shehishtadlus muchrach hitnai hechrechi litchulas birchas Hashem ekev haknas kidla'el. Ach im hi hasiba lekach va'alkein. Biyosa tonight, dai b'me'uta. So once you hear this distinction he's making, this is amazing. And by the way, this also is subject to, not everyone agrees with this on a practical or on a hashkafic level. But Ramchal is saying is like this. Remember, follow the progression. In the way the world was, quote-unquote, supposed to work, is that the Ribon Shom would take care of our parnasa. God would take care of our material needs. Our job was to focus on spirituality. Our job was to focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Fine, Adam Rishon sins, part of the fallout, catastrophic fallout of that sin, is that we now have to work for our parnasa as well. Right? That's b'zeas ha'pachatoch ha'lechem. We have to put in hishtadlus. The Ramchal says, just understand, however, that it's not your hishtadlus that creates your material results. It is God who creates my material results. I say, what does hishtadlus do? Hishtadlus lays the foundation for God to be able to do what he needs to do. In other words, that in the original formulation of the world, so to speak, the Ribon Shel Olam was just going to shower bracha. I was doing it, I'm supposed to do, God's going to do what he's supposed to do. Now, in the post-sin world, or in the post-first sin world, ultimately, I need to engage in a process. I need to go, there's a tax, so to speak. That tax, says Ramchal, is called hishtadlus. It's called hishtadlus. Ribono Shel Olam says, if you want something from me in this world, you must put in your hishtadlus. Once you put in your hishtadlus, that opens, you've paid your taxes, that opens the door for me to do what I need to do. But it's not that hishtadlus that causes the results, it's that hishtadlus that opens the door for God to affect the results. Now, must you understand, it's a very nuanced point that, and I'm just, again, just for the sake of intellectual honesty, there are many, many, many other opinions that run very counter to this Ramchal. Again, understand, say that it is your hishtadlus that affects the results. Meaning, we'll say, here's what everyone agrees with. Obviously, the bottom line result is always the Ribono Shel Olam. It's always the Ribono Shel Olam. That's for sure. The shaila is, what's the role of hishtadlus in all of this? So some just place a much greater emphasis on hishtadlus and say that your hishtadlus, the way you do your hishtadlus, the emphasis on your hishtadlus, nature of your hishtadlus, all of that directly impacts the results. Here, Ramchal, if you notice, is on one hand saying there must be a shtadlus, but to a certain degree what he's trying to do is minimize the level of impact his shtadlus has. I must put in my hishtadlus, but lamaise, it's not my hishtadlus that creates the results, it's my hishtadlus that opens the door for the results to be able to occur. Now you understand this is in line with his greater theme, because you understand that the notion of hishtadlus gets us into a lot of trouble sometimes, right? Because people always ask themselves, so where do you draw the line on hishtadlus, right? So, meaning, I know that I have to put it, so where do you draw the, and by the way, this is a fundamental question in many different areas of life. Ramchal has a good litmus test for this. Ramchal says, the moment that your hishtadlus impinges and negatively impacts your ruchnius, you've crossed the line already. that's already too much. Because the moment that Ishtadlus is taking a little bit more of the pie, and Ruchnius a little bit less, and remember, this is not quantitative necessarily, this is qualitative, then Lamaisa, at the end of the day, what you're saying really is that it's my Ishtadlus that creates the effort, and not the results, and not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now again, I want to point out, even according to Ramchal, this balance is still very difficult. How exactly do you know what that cutoff is? So again, we're going to learn about it a little bit more. He says, "Huma Shamar David HaMelech Alav HaShalom." This is what David HaMelech said: "Kilo mimotza umi ma'arav lo mimidbar harim ki Elokim shofet zeyashpil vezeyarin." So this is what David HaMelech says: that it's not the results in life. The results in life are not coming from the east, from the west. They're not ultimately coming from the deserts, which are referenced to the caravans, to business. Lahar Bosmoman, he says, rather everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch. So what David HaMelech was trying to say is that understand that at the end of the day, your Hatzlacha does not even come from your Hishtadlus. Your Hatzlacha comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ishtadlus just opens the door, so to speak, for God to do what it is that needs to. It's an interesting thing about Ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is the tax that the Ribono Shel Olam imposed on mankind post-sin of Adam HaRishon in order for the Ribono Shel Olam to do what it is that he needs to do.
Is it a greater level of Ishtadlus? Because he had Namad the Kesufa Filip Kodim, I think. That he didn't want it, he wanted to be made that we shouldn't just be given government handouts.
Right. So this is even more. This is even more. Meaning, and I take it a little bit further, that according to the Ramchal, so Adam HaRishon's Ishtadlus, that's a good point. Meaning, there's always Ishtadlus. There's always, because there's no free lunch.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of free lunches, but right, but too many free lunches. But there's always Ishtadlus. The Shaila is what's the form. So before the sin, it was Ishtadlus Ruchni. Here now it's Ishtadlus Gashmi, and Ruchni. It's both. Ushlom Melech Alav Shalom Amar Altiga LaHaAshir. So Shlomo HaMelech says, literally, don't put in your effort to become rich. From your intellect, withdraw. In other words, again, Shlomo HaMelech is also trying to emphasize, don't think that it is only your Hishtadlus, ultimately, that goes in and creates the results. Rather, the appropriate path is the path of the early pious ones. Sh'osim torasan ikar. They make their Torah the Iker. They understand that the time that they devote to their spirituality, that is the real Hishtadlus. That's the real input. That's the real effort that's going to yield results. And I have to work, of course, because I have to put in my Hishtadlus. But that Hishtadlus is tofel. That Hishtadlus is secondary. And both say, if a person lives their life with that approach, that ultimately, again, it is really that which I put into my Ruchnius that really determines my real success in life. That's how you're successful. Kikevan sha'asa adam k'tas malacha misham v'hala ein lo ela liftoach bekono v'lo lehitztar ashum davar olami. So says Ramchal, once a person goes ahead and puts in just the basic requisite amount of effort of Hishtadlus, after that a person needs to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and should not be mitzvah, should not spend his life in a state of worry. And ultimately, again, his intellect will remain open, his das, his understanding will remain open, his heart receptive to the true chasidos, and to the true complete avod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramchal closes out this chapter by essentially telling us that, again, like we said before, the only way to really acquire the mid of chasidus is if a person is in a receptive or contemplative state. A person has to be able to think. And one of the greatest distractions to our thinking is our parnasa. The Ramchal says that's because very often I don't frame my parnasa or the pursuit of my parnasa in the right way. It is true that I have to go ahead and put in my Ishtadlus. No shaila about that. I must put in my effort, but understand that it's not my effort that ultimately creates the results. It's my effort, it's my Ishtadlus that goes and opens the door for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what it is that he needs to do. But therefore, again, I have to, as my Ishtadlus is only part of it, more important than the Ishtadlus I put in is what? Is the amount of time I spend on my Ruchnius, the amount of time I develop my Neshama, and my pursuit of Chasidus. If a person lives their life with this understanding that, yes, I need my Ishtadlus, but that's just, that allows the doors of the gates to be opened. But that is not the causative factor for my success in life, but rather it's my ability to develop my neshama, it's my ability to develop the midos of chasidos, says Ramchal. That's ultimately the recipe for spiritual success. So I will have to step over here. There's a lot more to speak about on this. Maybe on Monday morning we'll spend a few more moments on this, but we'll chazur this last part of this chapter on Monday morning, and we'll start the midos ha'arabah.